The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 past 7 o'clock here on WPHM. Look, if you watched the hearings into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, you saw a lot, I mean a lot of video footage of the attack. And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has even more video footage that wasn't shown. He wants it to be seen, so he gave it to Fox host Tucker Carlson, who's been showing it this week. And it has gained a lot of controversy. The Capitol Police Chief, the latest to slam Tucker Carlson's coverage of this, joining us right now, ABC News correspondent in Washington, Catherine Falders. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey there. Good morning. You mentioned there that it's gained a lot of controversy, and that's because there was more than 40,000 hours of video that the Capitol Police provided to Tucker Carlson, also to the January 6th committee. And the reason it's gained so much controversy, you mentioned, from that Capitol Police letter from the police chief, was because the video on Monday that you saw Tucker Carlson play was from the calmer moments of January 6th, when you saw little bits of video of people walking around the Capitol. It didn't focus at all on the violence and what happened that day. And that's what outraged the Capitol Police Chief. The police chief said that the program never reached out for appropriate context around the video. And frankly, this was an internal memo sent to the whole Capitol Police Force. And it's angered a lot of Republicans on Capitol Hill. You saw Mitch McConnell over on the Senate side, a lot of other Republicans on the Senate side. But look, we talked to Speaker McCarthy yesterday evening, and he said he has no regrets in handing out this video.
That's interesting. No regrets, and yet he also says that he's not been watching the video that's been shown on Fox.
Yeah, you know, and who knows if that's 100% accurate in terms of him actually not watching the program. He's been teasing this for weeks. He's been calling it this exclusive that he's given to Fox News. I find it hard to believe that he hasn't seen some of it, but that's what he says. He says he hasn't been watching it. So we'll see today when we talk to him if he's watched it at all. But I think the other element of this is that Fox has been saying, that some Republicans on Capitol Hill have been saying, is that defendants haven't had access to the video footage. That's just not the case. The Department of Justice has made hours and hours and hours of video available to these defendants to use at trial if they would like to use it as evidence, to introduce as evidence at their trial. So that's a whole other element, another wrinkle of this that we're hearing about from Republicans on Capitol Hill.
What reason does Speaker McCarthy give for giving this video footage to Tucker Carlson, not giving it to the rest of the media, but selecting one talk show host to give it to?
So he just keeps saying that he's done this for transparency purposes. Now, look, I think there's lots and lots of footage. Sure, you could pick what footage you want to air if you're the January 6th committee or Carlson. But I think it's just worth reminding that the January 6th committee did consult with the Capitol Police, with the police chief, with the general counsel of the Capitol Police before airing any video you saw in those hearings. And sometimes, according to sources I've spoken to, the police chief would say, hey, you know, we would really appreciate if you wouldn't use this clip or you would trim this clip. And the committee would accommodate that. In this case, of course, the Capitol Police chief knew what video perhaps Tucker was interested in airing, but what they're saying outright is that they were never consulted about the context and that this was totally misleading. They used the word outrageous. So that's the difference here, that while Republicans are slamming the January 6th committee as one-sided and showing the video they want to show, with the committee, you didn't see the police chief come out and call it lies and misleading and dangerous, essentially.
Yeah, very interesting. We've not heard the last of this, I'm sure. Catherine, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.